Mr. Walters?
Hello, Bub.
Come in.
Is Steve home?
Yes, he is.
I'm sorry to barge in on Sunday. I tried to get Steve on the phone, but the line's been busy all afternoon.
Oh, is that so?
Oh, signing off, Henry.
Well, come on right in. He's right here.
Hi, Mr. Walters.
Steve. Hi, Mike.
Steve.
Hi, fellas.
Hi, Mr. Walters.
Here to see you.
Oh, hi, Joe. What are you doing here? Some new crisis out of the plant?
Well, in a way, I stopped by to start you packing for a little emergency trip.
Uh-huh. Where to this time, Joe?
Oh, you remember Carlo Passanetti?
Oh, yeah. I worked with Carlo 2 years ago when he was here. Joe? He's heading some aircraft firm over in Europe now, is he?
That's the guy. Passanetti Altair Corporation. We've been negotiating with him for the past couple of months. We just about have a wonderful deal sewed up.
Oh, that's great, Joe.
Passanetti called me this morning, and we agreed that the best thing to do would be to have you fly over and clear things up.
Fly to Europe?
We made the reservations. You have to be in Rome by Tuesday.
Oh,
wow.
Boy,
wow.
Hey, Gina Lola Brigida.
Rome, huh?
You got anything against Rome?
No. It's a wonderful place. I was there during the war. Just that, Well, Joe, I wish you'd send somebody else. The boys are going to be out of school next week, you know, midterm vacations and...
Dad, don't miss a trip like this because of us.
Yeah, we'll miss you, but we'll be okay.
Dad, you could take my camera and get some great shots of the points of interest. If you can get one of them to stand still.
I'm sorry you're going to have to send somebody else, Joe.
Steve, I can't send anyone else. I'll tell you what. It's worth it to the company. Take the boys with you.
Oh, boy, you're kidding.
Oh,
us, Rome?
Dad, he thinks he's so great because he went to the state capitol.
Does that solve your problem, Steve?
Well, Joe, it's very generous of you, but... I'll have to think it over.
Think it over?
I'll call you tonight.
What's there to think over?
Steve, what you need is a crying towel.
Bob, I don't want to talk about it.
Well, I do. It's going to be tough going back to a lot of those old spots. I know that, Steve. I'm in a lot of places that bring back memories of her.
But you weren't there, Bob. Not in Rome. The Borghese Gardens, the Fountains of Trevi, the Spanish Steps. That little restaurant where we... Why did it have to be Rome, Bob? Why couldn't it have been some other place? I just can't go back there. You know, I never did understand how she managed to get there so soon after the war ended.
Well, she knew you were stuck there. That you couldn't get back to Bryant Park, so she went to Rome. Those must have been great days.
The greatest.
It would be nice, Steve, if the boys could make a trip to Rome.
Don't you think I know that, Bub?
What do you think she'd want you to do?
Bob, would you tell the boys to start packing?
Okay, Steve. Hey, you fellas, get packed. Next stop will be Rome.
Rome? Why are we going to Rome?
Hey, Rome. Boy, that's great.
Go on, grab your bags, boys.
Looks like a house to me.
Boy, this town was sure built for cameras. These old buildings are really neat.
What's so neat about them? They're all broken down.
Well, yeah, what kind of shape do you think you'd be in if you were a couple of thousand years old?
Speaking of shape, where are the local inhabitants?
Here you are. It's okay.
Grazie. Hasta la costa.
Grazie. Ciao.
What do we eat?
Well, I might as well have breakfast pretty quick, Chip. Mr. Passanati hired an Italian girl to cook for us.
An Italian girl right here?
Hey, that's what I call service.
Well, Mike, there might be one or two Italian girls that aren't quite, well, what you have in mind.
Signor Douglas! Ben arrivato! I am Sofia.
Good morning.
Prego, entrate, entrate! Si, entrate!
Hey, I see what you mean. She's me.
I think she's me.
Eating.
It seems kind of like a weird omelet. I think it's some kind of Italian fritter. What do you think it is, Dad?
I really don't know, Mike.
E allora, more Americana flapperjack.
Flapperjack?
Si, just like a home.
So that's what they are. No, I couldn't eat another one. Thank you, Sophia.
Oh, no, thanks. Non più per me, grazie. What is that?
What's what?
That.
Oh, that's the hair.
Hair?
We got the hair in the pipes.
Oh, I think she means air in the water pipes.
See, you smarter than I got some hair.
Oh, that was a smart boy. Sophia, do you think I speak enough Italian to communicate with Italian girls?
Who needs to speak? It is done with the occhi. Prego. Chips, you like to eat the Italian spaghetti?
You bet.
Va bene. While Miguel, he look at the women, and Roberto make the photograph, you come with Sofia. We go by the grocery. Come on, you come with me.
Excuse me. Gee, Dad, I can go shopping at home.
Well, it's a little different here, Chip. You'll have a very interesting experience.
Well, I come clear over to Rome just to go to a grocery store?
Oh, you'll have fun. You'll see. See you later. See you.
Well, I'm off to the Via Veneto.
I'll get my camera and go with you.
Oh, no, Rob. Why don't you find some guys your own age?
Well, don't worry, Mike. I won't cramp your style. I'll just record your action for posterity.
Okay. Dad, you want to come along?
No, thanks. I'd better stick around here and wait for Mr. Passanetti's call. I imagine he'll want to get together with me as soon as possible. You fellas go along and have a good time.
Okay. What's that?
I think this time it's just the phone, Rob. Must be Mr. Passanelli now.
Mike, what's wrong with Dad?
What do you mean?
Well, he isn't a bit excited about being in Rome again. He's kind of got that faraway look.
Well, heck, he isn't here to have fun like we are. It's business with him. He's just preoccupied.
Yeah, I guess.
Well, when do you expect him back from Milano? After the road races. When will that be? Not till late this afternoon. Oh, what does he expect me to do all day till I... Yes, Miss Bernarducci, I know this is Roma. Well, thank you very much for the suggestion, but when he gets back, just have him call me here at the villa, will you? I'll be here all day.
Studio's holiday sale. Hurry in.
Our friends.
I'll meet them halfway. I'm ready to exchange a little international goodwill.
Mr. Davies in history wants them to be sure and see the form. You want to go?
Mm-mm. You go ahead now.
No, I didn't come to Rome to study history. I want to make some.
Pilot to navigator. I'm about to make a trial run over the target.
Just walk right over and talk to her, can you?
This is Rome.
Yeah, but you don't even know enough Italian to order her a pizza. Remember what Sophia said? It's all done with the occhi.
Centauri.
Domandi così assai per una fascia di carote. I say to him, how come he charges so much for one bunch of carotte?
Ho una famiglia da mantenere, capisci?
What he say? He say because he has a big family to feed. Io ti pago a metà.
La metà? Dammene tre quarti, va bene?
Tre quarti. Ladros, vergognato, maroiolo! Lei c'ha il coraggio di rubare la vostra cecata nonna di suoi denti. I say to him, I give him a half. He say three quarters. I say, you crook, you thief! You have the courage to take from your blind grandmother her teeth.
It's like going to market with Bob.
Se la do per metà, va bene così?
Molto giusto. Io prendolo, va bene.
Well, not exactly like going to market with Bob.
Lei si è fatto male, non vedevo che fosse della
mia. What a prank, not even scratch.
Oh, mi scusa, lei deve venire nella mia casa e ci lascio riparare
i
danni.
That's okay, nice with me, thank you very much.
Per favore, venga, la mia casa è solo in due passi.
Look, I don't know if you're saying something nice or if you're sore. It's Italiano, I don't speak it.
I speak English.
Oh, great.
I say, that is my pencil.
Where?
What is the time of day? Can you show me to the Station Guerrero?
Yeah, that's great. It's better than I could ever do. I better be getting along.
Per favore, venga. Mia casa. La veremo il suo braccio e lo fasceremo.
Oh, I get it.
E ricuciremo la sua giacca.
Oh, you want me to go to your place so you can fix Marvin's
sì,
my jacket? Sì. Well, how about that? We just broke through the ravioli curtain.
E poi forse avremo qualcosa da mangiare.
And then we'll have something to eat. Sì, molto grazie.
Bravo, you speak Italian.
Well, sure. I'm just like a native. Get on the bike.
Sì,
oh,
sì.
Grazie.
Bravo.
Sofia, can I take Pasquale for a walk?
Sure, yes. You go ahead to take.
Just stay in the backyard, won't you, Chipper?
Okay, Dad. Come on, boy.
Do you have a little more hot coffee there, Sophia?
Sí, just to make us some nice and fresh.
Good.
Always in the room, you find what you look for. Miguel with the girls, Roberto with the photograph, Chips with the singing and the pasta. But you, senor, what are you looking for?
Me? I'm just on business, Sophia.
Business. My Rome is not in your heart, only your pocketbook. You've been here to Roma before?
Yes, I was here during the war.
Oh, see. But never do you come to sit in the sunshine, to catch the breeze on the top of the hill, to take the carriage ride to the Borghese Gardens in the moonlight?
You make very good coffee, Sophia.
Like always, Sophia talk too much. Things not our business.
Dad! Ciao, Sophia.
Ciao, Rob.
Boy, wait till you hear about the time I had today.
Yeah, what happened?
Well, I was taking a picture and I stepped off the curb when I got run over by a bicycle. And this guy doesn't speak English, but his mother did, so she fixed my sleeve, see?
Yeah, you're lucky it was just a bicycle, huh?
Yeah. Boy, you ought to see this palace this guy lives in. They've got statues and tapestries and all kind of junk on the wall. And you know what? This guy is just as hot on photography as I am. He's got his own darkroom and everything. So we're going to get together tomorrow and we're going to work on our films. At least that's what I think he said, because it's really a kick because he doesn't speak English. Dad, you ought to see this place. It's just like a movie. Big rooms with fountains and paintings and his mother from Weirdsville.
What's the matter with her?
Well, she's all wrapped up in this black stuff with veils, and she sits in this chair, you know, with the carpet stuff in the back and these carved arms, and that's where she stays all day long. She never goes out of the house. In fact, she hasn't been out of the house for 6 years.
Why not, Rob?
Dad, this is gonna frost you. She doesn't go out of the house because she's a widow, and she doesn't want to see any of the places she saw with her husband, which includes most of Rome. Now, how is that for an Italian movie script? Boy. But you know, like they say, life has to go on. I guess she just wants to feel sorry for herself.
I guess maybe that's it, Rob.
Boy, it sure is rough on Giovanni and his sister.
I imagine it is.
What'd you do today, Dad?
I stayed around the house here. I went over some technical papers.
You mean you stay here in the house all day? In Rome?
It does sound like I'm wasting a city, doesn't it?
Yeah, I'll say.
Sophia, I'm going out and look around a little.
I won't be here for supper. If Mr. Posnetti calls, tell him I'll get together with him tomorrow.
Ciao.
Ciao, Dad.
Such a nice boy. I'm going to cook anything you want for supper. You tell me, what do you want?
Oh, how about some pizza?
Pizza? Va bene. You're such a smart boy.
Picture in a beautiful Borghese garden.
I already have a picture.
I take you better one.
No one could take a better one. Signor.
Si?
Are you going to be here tomorrow?
Tomorrow, yesterday, today. Sure, why not?
I'm going to bring my family out. I want you to take a picture of them.
I take a beautiful picture, senor. The Borghese Gardens is a place to remember.
I know.
Allora, domani, eh?
The dinner will be ready for you 1 minute, senor.
There's no hurry, thank you. Waiter.
Pronto?
Is Signor Golino still the owner here?
See,
I wonder if I could talk to him if he isn't busy.
I'll get him for you, signore.
Thank you.
Are you asked to see me, signor?
Well, no, I asked to see Signor Galino.
I am Signor Galino.
Well, the Signor Galino I wanted to see was...
Was a portly man with a white mustache?
Yes.
See, that was my father, signor. He is retired now and lives in the south, in Palermo.
It's been a long time since I was here.
Well, time passes, senor.
Yes.
And life goes on.
A very wise man said that same thing to me just this afternoon.
Oh? Who was that, senor?
Rob Douglas, an American philosopher.
Well, senor, it is so kind of you to visit us again. And if you will permit, I would like to send over some special wine. On behalf of my father and myself, of course.
Well, that's very kind of you. Thank you.
Si. Okay, Marco.
You wish a special song, senor?
Well, yes. Would you play Il Mare Tranquillo?
Mare Tranquillo. I'm sorry, I do not know this song, senor.
Oh. Well, play something you like.
Va bene.
Questo ristorante è buono?
Sì, è buono.
Ah, signor.
I will have a table for you in just un momento.
Oh, that'll be fine, thanks.
Sì.
What are you doing speaking English?
Well, he spoke English and it's easier.
What are you doing
speaking English?
Well, is it a native tongue of Bridgeport, Connecticut?
Bridgeport, Connecticut? You mean you're an American?
Of course I'm an American. Isn't that funny?
We'll have to start all over again.
Okay. You know, I think that man over there knows you.
That's my father. Oh, great. I want you to meet him.
Oh, I'd love to.
Oh, and don't worry about him spending the rest of the evening with us. My dad's pretty hip. He'll eat dinner with us, and then we'll be on our separate ways. Grazie. I mean, thank you.
There you go.
You're not getting the pitch and game, senor?
No, I'll just take it from
there. Huh? Bene. Please, younger lady and the gentleman, just a little more closer together.
My pleasure.
I think about F8 at 100, don't you?
Il sole brilla, forse un poco di meno.
What do you say, Rob?
We're discussing exposures.
Yeah, but you don't speak Italian. He doesn't speak English. How can you discuss it?
It's me, but we've been doing it now for 2 days.
Signor Douglas, is Rome not a city for the heart?
Yes, Sophia. Rome is a city for the heart.
It's good, it's good. Now, everybody, please smile and say pizza. Pizza!
Stay tuned for another episode of My Three Sons as this twice as nice morning continues here on TV Land.